Good morning. This is Wyoming Debrief from Wyoming Public Radio News. It's Thursday, February 13th. I'm Charles Pelkey with these news stories from around the state. President Trump is looking to a longtime leader of Wyoming wildlife to oversee the nation's. As director of U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, Wyoming Public Radio's Caitlin Tan reports.
In his 30-year-long career, Brian Nesvik wore many different hats for the Wyoming Game and Fish, most recently as director, when Nesvik worked with the feds and local landowners to tackle wildlife issues together. He spoke about this at a Big Piney conservation event this summer, albeit during a big rainstorm.
Now, one of the things in our department that's so darn critical is our relationships with landowners, ranchers, aren't made from a bunch of guys and gals in Cheyenne. It's from those guys out on the ground every day that make it a priority.
During Nesvik's tenure as director, the state finalized plans to reduce elk dependence on feed grounds, reimagined mule deer and pronghorn hunting after one of western Wyoming's most brutal winters, and dealt with a wolf torture incident in Sublette County that received global backlash. Confirmation of Nesvik as U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service director needs a U.S. Senate vote. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Caitlin Tan.
President Trump has also chosen a fossil fuel lobbyist to lead the Bureau of Land Management, which controls millions of acres of public lands and underground minerals. The Mountain West News Bureau's Rachel Cohen has more.
Kathleen Scama spent almost two decades at Denver-based Western Energy Alliance, working to reduce regulations for oil and gas producers extracting from federal lands. In a post on X, she says she's honored to, quote, help unleash American energy. Her nomination aligns with a slew of recent federal orders to boost fossil fuel production. But environmental groups slammed the pick, saying it's a big reversal from the last 4 years when the agency prioritized conservation and tackling climate change. Ethan Manuel is with the Sierra Club.
This is a huge step backwards to the old days where BLM was primarily engaged in leasing and mining and logging.
Scama will need to be confirmed by the U.S. Senate, and there's a chance she'd be working in Colorado. U.S. Representative Jeff Hurd of Colorado introduced a new bill to move the agency headquarters back to the state. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Rachel Cohen.
A bipartisan group of lawmakers in our region wants to see a new bucket of money go towards helping ski resorts. That includes Senator John Barrasso. Wyoming Public Radio's Hannah Mertzbach has more.
Combined, about 120 ski resorts pay the feds about $40 million a year to operate on public lands. The SHRED Act would funnel those dollars to the U.S. Forest Service, which controls the land. The money would pay for more staff and ski initiatives.
A replacement of a chairlift, maybe a new guest services facility or a restaurant.
That's Grant Colvin with the National Ski Areas Association, which represents resorts. Some, like Hillary Eisen with the nonprofit Winter Wildland Alliance, say ski areas should be paying for this stuff themselves.
We want to make sure that the Forest Service is stewarding national forests for the greater public good and not for the benefit of any corporation.
Under the bill, about 75% of the funds would go to resort initiatives and 25% for other Forest Service activities like maintaining outhouses, things advocates say are needed amid budget cuts. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Hannah Mersbach in Jackson.
Not many would connect Wyoming with Tunisia, an African country situated in the northern part of the continent. Yet the cowboy state and the country have had a relationship for more than 20 years. As Wyoming Public Radio's Camila Kadelska reports, hope is for that relationship to continue.
A little over 20 years ago, the Tunisian military was paired with the Wyoming National Guard as part of a U.S. Department of Defense program.
It provides the Wyoming National Guard vital opportunities for using their skills out in the field.
That's U.S. Ambassador to Tunisia, Joey Hood. He says it helps the country
learn how to take care of everything from natural disasters to responding to terrorist threats. And that has helped keep Tunisia stable, more secure and prosperous, which is of a benefit to us.
Hood says when the military partnership started, so did education efforts. but recent partnerships between the University of Wyoming and Tunisian universities hope to strengthen it and share information in areas like water management.
Tunisians may be developing new technologies and new techniques in very arid environments that could be useful here and vice versa.
For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Camila Kodalska.
Lander Mayor Monty Richardson unexpectedly died yesterday. The city announced the news on its website Wednesday morning. Richardson was born in Rock Springs and moved to Lander in 1976. He was elected mayor in 2018 and served on the city council for 8 years before that. People can leave memories and condolences in a tribute book at the foyer of the Lander City Hall. The city council will hold a special meeting on February 18th at 6 p.m. to appoint a temporary mayor and to discuss the process for appointing a new mayor. And now let's hear from Ivy Engel with some lighter stories from around Wyoming.
This is Around Wyoming. Here are some stories from around the state. Sage West Healthcare in central Wyoming is the first hospital in the state to be designated a Military Order of the Purple Heart Hospital. The designation shows its commitment to remember and recognize the service and sacrifice of those serving in the military. Douglas High School senior girls basketball player Lauren Olson has made history. The Douglas Budget reports she broke the Wyoming record for girls' career points during a game in front of packed stands, including her former coach. Gameplay was stopped for a moment to recognize her achievement. Olson is likely to break the boys' record as well. Another Converse County athlete has broken a school record. The Glen Rock Independent reports senior Megan Farley broke the indoor record in pole vault by 6 inches in the season's opening weekend. She launched herself over the bar 8.5 feet in the air. And Wheatland resident Edna Probst just crossed a big milestone herself. The Platte County Record Times reports she just turned 102. She recommends an apple a day, some popcorn and Mountain Dew, and a bit of a salt block during childhood to increase your chance of longevity. Happy birthday, Edna! For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Ivy Engel.
And now for today's Wyoming trivia question. What famous Wyoming athlete invented basketball's jump shot? Send us your answers for all five of this week's trivia questions to wyomingpublicradio@gmail.com by Sunday at noon. We'll crown three winners on Monday. Well, that's it for today. Thanks for joining me, Charles Pelkey, on Wyoming Debrief. Join me again tomorrow. And remember to subscribe to get Wyoming Debrief automatically downloaded to your phone and start your day on an informed foot. While you're there, please consider leaving us a review so that other people can find us.